George, what was your thought about this paper in clinical cancer research from the FDA? I'm not sure exactly what the message was they were trying to...
Well, this was actually fascinating. We haven't seen this often from the FDA. In essence, the FDA preempted a publication by the authors of the phase 3 trial, in essence giving pretty much the entirety of the phase 3 trial data in a report from the FDA. Be interesting to see whether or not we see this routinely in the future.
Can you explain kind of what they went through in that and what your take was and what the purpose of the paper was?
I read it several times. I'm still not sure what the purpose was. My assumption is that the purpose of the paper was informational, to give all of us a good idea of what data exabepalin was approved on.
I thought it was also about the issue of maybe how the FDA looks at clinical research in the metastatic breast cancer situation.
There's as many holes here as there is information. Here's a real simple question that we might want to ask the FDA someday. Why does capecitabine represent the standard of care in anthracycline taxane refractory metastatic breast cancer? This, after all, was an agent that was approved not based on phase 3 data, but based upon a moderate-sized phase 2 trial, which probably got the dose wrong. So why should the United States government consider this the standard of care comparator in anthracycline taxane refractory metastatic breast cancer? And yet it clearly does. But this is sort of brushed over in this paper, interestingly enough.
What about the issue of endpoints in trials of metastatic disease and maybe sort of looking at the X data? I mean, I thought maybe that was part of what they were trying to get to.
So in this trial, as in many trials, and this is a misperception that many have had, the Food and Drug Administration approved an agent in the refractory setting based upon progression-free survival as a primary endpoint. They're very careful to state in this paper that if they are to accept progression-free survival, they either want a randomized placebo control and or an independent review panel looking at the data. And I think this has been a fairly consistent message from the FDA.